This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. "We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart," he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue effort. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Afghan politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress, with time running out before the foreign troops' full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.